Companies that produce electricity and sell it to California have been reporting big profits this week, even as California's two big utilities announced multi-billion-dollar losses. Many of the electricity sellers are based in Texas. That's created some tension between the two states. For member station KPBS, Scott Horsley reports.
Dynegy, Reliant, and Enron have at least two things in common. All of them are based in Houston, Texas, and all of them made a lot of money during the first 3 months of the year. Dynegy and Reliant more than doubled their profits in the first quarter, while Enron's earnings surged more than 25%. Meanwhile, pawn shops in California say they're seeing more borrowers hawking valuables in order to pay rising gas and electric bills. Energy companies insist they're not manipulating the price of wholesale electricity in California, but with Texas getting all the profits and California getting all the debts, the interstate balance sheet seems to have tipped a little out of balance. California State Senator Steve Peace sounded an alarm last year.
This is nothing short of a wholesale attack on California's economy orchestrated by a cartel of energy interests out of Texas.
Maybe a little extreme. After all, Duke Energy, which is also profiting from the energy crisis, is based in North Carolina. And Mirant, another big energy wholesaler, is in Atlanta, Georgia. Still, Californians seem to blame most of the mess on Texas energy companies and on the former Texas governor, now in the Oval Office.
The only thing fundamentally different between 1970 and the oil embargo crisis is that the center of the cartel in 1970 was in Saudi Arabia, and the governments cooperating with them were in the Middle East. In this case, the center of the cartel is Houston, and the government that has been cooperating with them is the United States of America. If the United States of America had been a foreign government and the same series of events had occurred, we would have already lined our tanks up along the Rocky Mountains to establish the high ground to defend ourselves.
That anti-Texas sentiment sometimes spills over state lines. When Kurt Abair, chairman of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, spoke out against price caps on electricity last week, the San Francisco Chronicle reported that he spoke in a deep Texas drawl. Never mind that Abair's from Mississippi. To Californians, frustrated with federal inaction, he's an honorary Texan. The Federal Reserve Bank in San Francisco estimates the average California household will pay an extra $750 in the coming year because of higher energy costs, with at least half that money flowing outside the state. That amounts to a massive transfer of wealth from California. San Diego restaurant owner Roy Tyler told a congressional hearing last fall he's been forced to scale back restaurant hours and lay off some of his workers.
We're all in trouble, and the trouble will run downhill, not to San Diego. It'll go to California, and it'll go to the country, and it very well could go to the entire world. This is a total economic disaster, and we need relief from it. Not tomorrow. We need relief today.
Still, Tyler hasn't soured on the Lone Star State. After all, his restaurant is called Tyler's Taste of Texas. A big Texas state flag flutters outside the restaurant. Inside, the blue ribbon omelets are served with biscuits and grits. Diner Neil Freimiller complains his utility bill has more than tripled in the last year, but sipping coffee at Tyler's, Freimiller says he doesn't hold Texas to blame.
I've never given it any thought as far as coming from one state or the other. I just think people see an opportunity to make some money, and no matter who owns the power plants, they're going to take advantage of it.
Higher energy prices don't seem to have dampened Californians' appetite for Tyler's Texas-style catfish and barbecue. For their part, a lot of Texans remain fond of California exports. In Houston alone, there's a California pizza kitchen, a California smoothie bar, and an auto detailing service called California Image. Texas native Debbie Glover sells hot tubs for a Houston company called California Pools and Spas.
I think it conjures up the whole California experience. I mean, people in California are suntanned and sun-loving, and they got the right attitude in California, and we love them. Wish we could visit there more often.
Californians may be even more sun-loving this summer as electric light bills continue to climb. Texans who do come for a visit might be advised to bring along batteries. For NPR News, I'm Scott Horsley in San Diego.